Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, it is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time for TMZ.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMZ. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Real quick, guys, before we get started, you know how I like to do is don't forget to visit, subscribe, and share, and like our YouTube page. That's Telling Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I couldn't wait for today. I couldn't wait for Thursday. I'm so glad that it's here because I get to share with you and I get to share this exciting episode that we're going to have today. So I'm so glad that you're here. And maybe this is your first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice. Do me a favor, if it is, type the word new right there in the chat. Let me say this to everybody. The reason the show continues to grow and do so well that it is, it's because of you. You are the reason this show continues to grow and the reason it continues to do so well. So let me take this time to tell all my new people, thank you for being here. And whether someone told you about the show or invited you to watch the show, or maybe you found us by accident, doesn't matter to me. I'm glad that you're here. And for everyone that says, man, this is not my first trip around the sun, I'm glad that you're here as well. Thank you for your continued support and continue to join in the show. I'm so glad that you're here. You made my day. Thank you so much, guys. Today's episode is going to be absolutely amazing. I have been on pins and needles for this episode. And everybody, I want to go ahead and get started now. Everybody knows that this is a world-known podcast around the globe. And if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on the show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Now, you said, well, Travis, I know someone that has an inspiring story, and I would love to have them come on the show, but I don't want to come on the show, man, because I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. Send us their information at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And the good thing is this, you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. So that's, there we go. I want to go ahead and play this information by our affiliate sponsors. Get that out the way. Once I do, guys, I'm going to come right back. We're going to dive right into this. Don't go away. You're not too late, man. We're just getting started. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming right back. Mark is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly /tellmesomething21 and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. You're saying, Travis, man, where can I go to visit your sponsors, man, and help sponsor the show? Look right there below in the chat. There's the information. He said, well, Travis, I'm not watching the show. I'm listening to this in my car. I'm listening to this at work. Keep listening up, guys, and you'll hear that information later on in the show. Man, I'm so excited about today's episode. And if you have not heard what today's episode topic is, today's topic, guys, is rear view mirror. Yeah, rear view mirror, that thing that hangs down in the front of your car on the windshield. Now, I know you're probably wondering, where in the world is Travis going to go with that? Sit right there, guys, and buckle up. Here we got to go. Now, for the longest, when I was a kid, I honestly had no idea what the rear view mirror was used for. I honestly thought that the rear view mirror had one purpose, had one reason, and that was to hang other objects from it. I'm not kidding, man. I thought the rear view mirror was added to the car so that other objects could be hung down from it. I mean, you see big fuzzy dice hanging from the rear view mirror, or a necklace hanging from the rear view mirror. And one of those trees, the scented trees hanging from the rear view mirror. Now, I know there's some people right now that you have in your car. You got other items hanging from your rear view mirror. I thought for the longest that the only reason it was created was to hang other items from it. I did not know that it had another reason. I did not know it had another purpose. I didn't even know that the rear view mirror had a story behind it. I didn't even know that it had a history behind it. I thought the only reason the rear view mirror existed was to hang other items from it. Man, how wrong was I? Guys, let me ask you this question for all those drivers out there, or people who do drive. How old were you when you first started driving? Yeah, just question. Type it in chat for me, if you will, if you don't mind. How old were you when you first started driving? Yeah, go ahead and put it in chat. I think when I first started driving, I was 19 years old. Yeah, I know you consider that a little late bloomer. Most people begin driving at 16 or 15 or whatever. But I began driving at the age of 19. How old were you when you first began driving? Now, let me ask this question. A better question is, now, how old were you when you got your driver's license? I know, two different things. That's two different things. How old were you when you got your driver's license? Yeah, I know. Listen, you're 30 years old now. It's too late. They can't do anything about it. Some of us were driving before we had our license. I know you don't want to tell nobody, but the cat's out of the bag. Some of us were driving way before we ever had our driver's license. Now, I was trying to practice, but hey, but it is what it is. So how old were you when you first got your driver's license? Go ahead and put that in chat for me too. Kind of share with us. Let's share with everybody who's watching. Or if you're not watching, if you're listening, say it out loud. You know, how old were you when you first got your driver's license? Man, do you remember how exciting that was when you got your driver's license? I do. You remember all the excitement and the nerves that came up with it. Man, you were telling everybody who was willing to listen and a few who weren't willing to listen that you had your license. You were telling the people at the grocery store, I got my license. You were telling the teacher, I got my license. You were telling your favorite uncle and the cousin you did not like, I got my license. And can you just let your mind go back what it was like when you first got your driver's license? Man, you were excited, all the nerves. You couldn't wait to tell your friends about it, and you could not wait for them to see, not just them, but you could not wait for anyone to see you driving for the first time by yourself, even if it was just around the corner. You go to school the next day, and someone would say, one of your friends would say, man, I saw you driving by yourself. You sit there and you just drive all by yourself. Man, it felt good. The first time you got in the car, you cranked it up and you drove by yourself, even if it was just around the corner or to the stop sign, that feeling, there's nothing like that first feeling of driving by yourself and how exciting and how good it felt. You stepped on that gas pedal and the car went. You couldn't wait. You just could not wait for someone to see you driving for the first time all by yourself. And do you remember? Do you remember when you first began driving? When the first things people taught you, when you took your driving test, when the first thing you learned was to what? Check the mirrors, right? Right? After you check the brake and everything like that, one of the first things we learn when we first begin to drive is to check the mirrors. If you knew, let me ask you guys a question. If you knew that using the rear view mirror would give you an advantage, give you that edge you were looking for, how often would you use it? If you knew using the rear view mirror in life would give you an advantage, would give you an edge, how often would you use it? A better question, if I told you, or really a statement rather, if I told you that some things that are often taken for granted and that get overlooked but are hard to do without actually began as an experiment, would you be so quick to put away your dream? If you knew there were some things that were often overlooked and there were some things that were taken for granted, but it was hard to do without those things, and I can say to you, man, a lot of those things began as an experiment. Those things began as just an experiment. Would you be so quick to get rid of your idea that was just an experiment? Man, it was in 1909. I'm kidding you not. That's a long time ago. Somebody say that with me. That was a long time ago. It was in 1909 when a female British race car driver, that's right, a female British race car driver. She had a nickname, y'all. She had a nickname, guys. Her nickname, she was dubbed the fastest girl on the earth. That was her nickname. That's right. She was a female British race car driver. And she had a nickname called the fastest girl on earth. Her name was Dorothy Levitt. She was a motorist, a female race car driver who competed in speed trials. So she would see how fast she could go. 1909, she was competing in speed trials to see how fast she could go. And she also was competing in long distance races. As a matter of fact, in 1905, she actually set the ladies' world speed record in 1905. Imagine that, 1905, she was breaking women's speed records. And in 1909, she was competing in long distance races. 1905 and 1909, she was making history. In 1905 and in 1909, she was setting records. One of the things that stands out about Dorothy Levitt, one of the things that stand out about her is this. She was competing in races even before women here in the United States had the right to vote. In 1905, she set the world's speed record for ladies. And in 1909, she was competing in long distance races. So one of the things that stood out to me about Dorothy Levitt is she was competing in races long before women here in the United States had the right to vote. It wasn't until 1919, and then it got ratified in 1920. It wasn't until really 1920 when the 19th Amendment granted women right here in the United States the right to vote. It wasn't until the 1920 when women had the right to vote. In 1905, Dorothy Levitt, a British female race car driver, set the ladies' speed record. And in 1909, she was competing in long distance records and races. But women here in the United States didn't get a right to vote until 1920. 15 years after she sets the women's speed record is when women in the United States got a right to vote. She was racing and other people were trying to find a way to vote. So while she was competing in one area, women halfway across the world, halfway across the Atlantic, found themselves competing in another area. They were competing to be heard and competing for their voices that to count. While she was setting records and proving her doubters wrong, other women halfway across the world were just trying to look for a fair shake. While she was competing in races, women halfway across the world were competing in another area. They were competing to be seen, competing for their voice to be heard, competing just for a fair shake. She was completing races, and women halfway around the world couldn't even complete a few steps to a voting booth so their voices could count. She was completing long distance races. Other women couldn't even catch a ride to a voting booth in order to cast their vote. She was competing and setting records. Somebody else was competing for a fair shake. Have you ever caught yourself? And be honest, come on. You could be honest with me. You could be honest. As they say, this is a safe space. Have you ever caught yourself looking at someone else and kind of saying to yourself that if you could have had the start in life that they did, you might be better off? Yeah, if I could have started off, if I had the education they had, then I would be better off. If I had the finances and resources that someone else began with, then I'd be better off. If I had started in a better neighborhood or better education, then I would be better off. Have you ever looked at someone and said, man, if I had the start that they had, then I might just be a little better off. If I had a better start off mentally, I might just be a little better off. If I start off a different financially, I might just be a little better off. If someone has shared some information with me differently, I might just be a little better off. I just wanted a fair shake. Have you ever caught yourself looking at someone else and saying, if I had had the start that someone else had, I'd be better off too? Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why does it seem like someone else, like so many people, why does it seem like some people get ahead while others are always left pulling up the rear? On the one hand, this woman was breaking speed records. On the other hand, people behind her were just trying to find and get a fair shake. On the one hand, she was breaking speed records. And on the other hand, people were trying to find a right to vote. On the one hand, she was making history for one reason. On the other hand, people were making records because they couldn't vote. On the one hand, this woman was breaking speed records and leaving people behind. And on the other hand, somebody else was just asking for a fair shake. I could be good at that too if I had started. She was setting records at the same time somebody else couldn't vote. She was competing in races at the same time someone else voice couldn't be heard. She was competing in races and her name was being brought out through history while someone else's name was being suppressed and oppressed. She was being celebrated at the same time somebody else was being oppressed. She was being uplifted while somebody else was being told to be quiet. She was speaking out while somebody else was told, you better be seen and not heard. These two things both were happening all at the same time. And I found out, man, that life can be funny like that, where two things are occurring at the same time, and they both could be extreme opposites of the other. Yeah, they both could just be extreme opposites of one or the other. For example, you could be excited about a new car. Have you ever gotten a new car and you got all excited about it? You was all like, yeah, I got my new car. You would tell anybody about your new car. On the one hand, you could be excited about the new car, but now with the new car, you have the new car note and the new car insurance. But you're excited. Isn't it funny how life can bring each of us both the good and the bad? And they both can occur at the same time. You get to celebrate all the good things you like about a thing, but at the same time, you also may get all the frustrations that it brings with it as well. You think about it this way. Any parents out there, parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, when that child first began to walk and took their first steps, you were all excited. Oh, they're walking. You got the phone out and you started recording. Oh, they're walking. You told the coworkers at work. You told everybody you knew. You posted the video of the child taking their first steps on social media because you were so excited. And now you spend the next 18 years asking them where they're going, who they're going with, what time they're going to get back. You better be back before curfew. Who's doing the driving? What's going to happen when you get there? Who you going with? Or better yet, you send them a text message. Where are you? You get the excitement, but the fact that they're walking, and the next you spend 18 years asking them where they're going when they go outside the house. You get to celebrate all the good things you like about that thing, but you also get all the frustrations it might bring with it as well. You get excited when they say their first words, and you spend the next 19 years telling them, hey, you talking too much. What did you say to me? So you get the good and the bad that go along with it. Allow me to kind of put things this way. Let me put it this way. Good things don't just happen for good people. And bad things don't just happen for bad people. Bad things happen to good people, and good things happen for bad people. And I know that you thought that you were on some special privilege in life, that only good things happened for you. I know you thought you were some special exemption, that only good things would happen for you. Baby, let me help you out. Good things happen for good people. Good things happen for bad people. Have you ever heard that saying that it rains on the just as well as the unjust? The sun shines on both the good and the bad. Good things don't just happen to good people, and bad things don't just happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people, and good things can happen for bad people. What I'm saying, guys, to this is this. Sometimes both the good and the bad happen both at the same time. So just because we see the good that is happening for someone else, before we wish we could trade places with them, we don't see the bad that's following them. We don't see the news they just got. All we see is the good thing that's happening for them. We don't know about the phone call that they got from their doctor that said that their family member has only 6 months to live. All we see is the good things that's happening. We don't see the text message they got that said, this is your last day working here and you're fired come tomorrow. All we see is the good thing. We don't see the bad thing where they go home and there is no peace and the family is in an uproar and everything is turmoil and confusion. But all we see is the good thing. The good and the bad can happen at the same time. And bad things do happen to good people. So before you wish you could trade places with somebody, think about, what is it that you don't see? Yeah, what is it that you're not seeing? What information that you didn't get? We don't know what else is taking place. And just because someone else is having a bad moment does not mean that something good is not about to happen for them. Yeah, let me go ahead and say that. Just because something, a bad moment has happened, does not mean that something good is not about to happen for them. So if you are in a bad moment, why not go ahead and accept the fact that something good is happening for you? Go ahead and put that in chat and just say, something good is happening for me. You know I'm a firm believer in positive confession. You should just go ahead and say it. Go ahead and put it in the atmosphere. Before you wake up the next day, something good is happening for me. Yeah, man. And back here, let me get back to this, man. Let me get back to this. And back here in the United States. So here we have this female British race car driver setting records at the same time that someone else is just trying to find a way for their voices to be heard. We have at the same time this female British race car driver competing in long distance races and somewhere else at the same time, someone else is trying to compete just to be seen, compete so they can be noticed, compete so they can count, compete so they can feel like they matter. And when women right here in the United States had to fight for the right to vote because the common belief among men at the time, and I dare say some right now, that men at the time was if women were given a chance, they would mess things up. Yeah, the common belief was if we give women a right to vote, they'll mess things up. If we give them a chance, they'll mess things up. That was the common belief, that they would mess things up. But the fear, the actual fear was this: if they gave them a chance, they'll prove everyone wrong. Yeah, they'll prove everyone wrong. And there are people who are listening right now who have been doubted by others, overlooked by others, not picked by others. Your voice has all been taken away, all because they know you're going to prove them wrong about you. Yeah, you're going to prove them wrong about you. The reason they had you believing all those negative things about yourself is because they knew that you would prove them wrong. There are those listening right now that I didn't know. You're going to prove some people wrong about you. They said you never would. Prove them wrong. There are those right now that's listening right now. And I know you're going to prove some people wrong. As a matter of fact, you're already proving them wrong. They said you couldn't do it without them. And look at you now. They said you wouldn't make it without them. But look at you now. They said you wouldn't go any further. But look at you now. They said that you needed their endorsement. But look at you now. You are already proving them wrong. The reason they tried so hard to convince you that you could not do it without them is because they knew if you really tried and threw all you got at it, you would prove them wrong. Recognizing a woman's right to vote was never about their competency. It was never about how smart they are. It was about them having a fair shake. You do. Let me just say.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Procrastination. Putting it off. Kicking the can down the road. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It is to everybody that's watching and listening. You do have the potential in you to be great. You do have the ability to be more than what your ex-boyfriend said, more than what your last relationship said, more than what your spouse said. As a matter of fact, you could perform it just as well as anyone else. All you needed was a fair shake. Now I'm not a big race car fan because I know it's a huge sport. I'm here in Alabama in the South. And I know in the South, race car driving is a massive, huge sport. It really is. It's a massive, huge sport. But I'm not a huge, big race car driving fan. Right, but I know it's huge. So all those who are watching and those who are listening, who's familiar with the Indianapolis 500? Raise your hand, put it in chat, type it, say me, say I am. Who's familiar with the Indianapolis 500? It is considered by far one of the largest auto races. People come from all over the world to compete in it. Now, it was around 1911 when a race car driver who was racing in the Indianapolis 500, whose name is Ray Howron, last name is spelled H-A-R-R-O-U-N, Ray Howron, first mounted a rearview mirror in his race car while driving in the Indianapolis 500. Here's the thing. He won. He later said using the mounted rearview mirror gave him the advantage. He said he could see obstacles better. He could see when to change his lanes much better. Made him more aware of the track and what he was doing. He could see objects a whole lot better. This changed everything. Because now drivers could see what they had missed. And you're wondering, well, how in the world were they doing this before he mounted that rearview mirror? So before they mounted, he mounted a rearview mirror, drivers actually had a co-driver. Yeah, they would have someone sitting in the passenger seat, and that person in the passenger seat would tell them when it was safe to change lanes or when it would make the next turn or what they missed. So they had to rely on what someone else was telling them. So he had this rearview mirror that he mounted in his race car. Now, ironically, it wasn't an idea that he came up with. He actually borrowed this idea for the use of the rearview mirror when he saw a horse-drawn vehicle using one a few years earlier. That's right. He saw a mounted rearview mirror being used on a horse-drawn vehicle a few years earlier, and he decided, I'm going to borrow that idea. Yeah, he decided to borrow that idea. And here's the crazy part about this, right? He didn't know whether it was going to work or not. He had no idea if it was going to be effective or not. He had no idea of knowing that the effort he put into mounting that mirror would pan out, would be any good, or just be a washed up, busted thing. It was all just an experiment. It was a simple experiment. It was simple trial and error. That's it. That first mounted rearview mirror in a vehicle was simply trial and error. It was just, baby, if it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. He had no idea if he was wasting his time or not. It wasn't even meant to catch on. It was meant to help him get by. But instead, it changed everything. And I know how sometimes we can be as people. Come on, let's be honest. I know I can be this way, and I have been this way. I know how we can be sometimes. We like to be the pioneers and the forerunners and the trailblazers of things. If there's a good idea, we want to say, I did that. It's all me. It's all me. I'm the reason things keep... We like to be the pioneers and the forerunners and the trailblazers of things that are working really well. We do. I know we do. But the race that you're in, the race that you're in now, you may require you to borrow something from someone else. You don't have all the skills that it takes. What you did 20 years ago may have been top of the line. Your ability may have been perfect 30 years ago, but you may have to borrow someone else's idea, because the race that you're in now, things have changed so much. You may have to step your game up. You may have to read some books, go back to school, learn some different ways of speaking. Technology has advanced so far and so fast that the things you learned 20 years ago are no longer considered top of the line. The things you learned 30 years ago may have had you at the top of the game, but things that this race that you're in right now has changed so much. You don't have all the skills. You don't possess all the skills that it takes. So you may have to learn some new ones. You may have to read some books. Listen, you may have to go back to school, read some articles. You may have to partner with someone who's completely different than you. You may have to stand on the shoulders of someone else. I know you like to think that you thought of everything by yourself, but you may have to stand on the shoulders of somebody else in order to win this race. You may have to borrow something else to help you to win this race. You may have to stand on the shoulders of others. And listen, the idea that he borrowed allowed him to remove the need for a passenger. Remember, I told you up until this point, they had someone else sitting in the seat, telling them, talking to them, telling them when to turn, what turn they've missed, what thing they've missed, that somebody's coming up on your left, somebody's coming up on your right. While they're trying to drive, they had somebody else talking to them. This rear-mounted rear-view mirror helped him to eliminate somebody talking at him while he's trying to drive. This means in order for him to get better at what he was doing, he had to let somebody go. It also means he had to let those other voices go. Yeah, there were other voices telling him left turn, right turn. You missed that turn. Go straight, go back. Can you imagine you're trying to concentrate on the road and someone's busy talking in your ear? Go to the left, go to the right. Did you go to work today? How time go to work? What time's overtime? What time they said come pick you up? What time going to be the dinner? What time oh my gosh, you can't concentrate. When he mounted that rear view mirror, it eliminated the need for those other voices. This means for him to get better at what he was doing, he had to let go of those other voices. I don't know which voices you have been paying attention to all this time, but it's time to let all of that go. All those voices that told you which lanes to get in and when to turn, all those things didn't mean you any good in the first place. All those things, all they ever did was slow you down. All it did was hold you back from being better anyhow. Some of that stuff, it's time to let it go. The voices that said you would never do it in the first place, let it go. The voices that said you weren't good enough, you weren't tall enough, your skin tone complexion was either too light or too dark, let it go. The ones that said you were too fat, too skinny, too this, too that, to all that stuff, let it go. He borrowed an idea and it stopped the voices. He got better at himself and he stopped the voices. He improved himself and he stopped the voices. He started getting some different material and he stopped the voices. He began to build on himself and he stopped the voices. You may have to forgive them, but let it go. You may have to forgive yourself. It's to stop those voices, but let it go. When he let it go, he got better. When he got let it go, he got faster. Maybe all the push and the drive you need could quite possibly be just one borrowed idea away. He saw the idea on a horse-drawn vehicle, but he had a motor vehicle, two totally different vehicles, using the same idea on two totally different vehicles. Don't be afraid to collaborate with those who may think differently, act differently, look differently, come from a different side of town, go to a different school, went to a different school, didn't finish school. Don't be afraid to collaborate with those who may look differently than you, with those who may do things differently or may not do things exactly the way that you do. Listen, guys, it was a borrowed idea. It was a borrowed idea. A borrowed idea could mean listening to a mentor or a counselor or your pastor or some respected individual. It was a borrowed idea. He didn't even think of it first. It was a borrowed idea. He saw somebody else using it. It was a borrowed idea. Somebody else was using it first. It was a borrowed idea. And here he is. He won the Indianapolis 500 off of a borrowed idea. A borrowed idea can mean listening to some respected individual. How about this? How about this, guys? Later on, somebody else saw him and heard his interview about how the rearview mirror gave him the advantage. Later on, someone else borrowed his idea of placing a mounted rearview mirror in cars. So later on, somebody else borrowed his idea and placed a rearview mirror in everyday cars, because up until this point, everyday cars didn't have rearview mirrors. Isn't that crazy? And they mounted a rearview mirror in everyday cars for everyday use by everyday drivers. And when they were placed in everyday cars, the car was then sold as a special feature. So the car manufacturer made extra money off of a borrowed idea. That's right. It was a borrowed idea. So the rearview mirror was a special feature. It was an experiment. It was trial and error. It wasn't supposed to stick around. It wasn't supposed to catch on. It wasn't supposed to last. Maybe that dream that you got, it may sound crazy to somebody else. It may sound crazy to everybody. And they'll tell you, nobody's going to catch on. Nobody's going to want to do that. Nobody's going to do that. Maybe your borrowed idea could be the next thing that catch on. Maybe your borrowed idea could be the next big thing. And they'll tell you it's not supposed to catch on. Nobody's going to want that. Nobody's going to want to do that. Baby, maybe your borrowed idea is the next best thing that someone has been waiting to use. So the car manufacturer made extra money off of a borrowed idea. What idea are you sitting on? I know, man, it's crazy. A borrowed idea. And I know this, guys. I'm going to make this statement, but I know that it's not popular for us to talk about our past. Some people don't enjoy talking about their past. You bring up their past and they'll avoid it like the plague. You bring up the past and they'll avoid it like COVID. You bring up the past and they'll avoid it like a bubonic plague or a flu or something. But people generally don't like talking about the past or their past. You bring it up and they'll whitewash it like it never even existed. People don't like to talk about their past, and sometimes it's because of the trauma that may be related to it. Most of us have been taught to view the past from only one angle, and we have been taught to only see the past as one direction, and that direction is behind us. And although it may just be one direction, there can be multiple perspectives about the same direction. One person can view their past and all they see is every failure they've ever had and every disappointment that's occurred in their life until they kind of get swept up and swept away in this cycle way of thinking. One day they feel good about life. And everything that's happening, the next day they're depressed about every poor choice they ever made. Oh, I'm just worried about why I'm in this situation. Thinking about everything I did wrong. Man, I'm feeling bad about this thing I'm in this situation. I'm just thinking about my situation. And it's a cycle. One minute, they feel great. The next minute, they feel terrible. One minute, they're up. The next minute, they feel awful. And I get it. Some people don't like to talk about their past because of trauma. They like to talk about their past because of things. But when you look in a rearview mirror, you are confronted with your past. Every time you look in a rearview mirror, you are confronted with your past. Some people can look at their past and all they see is the disappointments and bad decisions, while others can look at their past and all they see is motivation to continue and inspired to keep going. Then, after I really looked at a rearview mirror, I saw something I never really paid attention to. When I really looked at a rearview mirror, I saw that it tilted at different angles. Did you ever notice that the rearview mirror is mounted on your windshield, but it tilts at different angles? I saw that the rearview mirror, it tilts at different angles. Then it finally hit me. Then I finally got it. Why would they make the rearview mirror to tilt at different angles? What's the need of that? What's the purpose? Then it hit me. The tilt in the rearview mirror is so you can see what's behind you from different perspectives. Yeah. It's not just behind me, but maybe you need to see what's behind you from different perspectives. I know that what happened to you is there. I know the hurt and the pain is behind you, but maybe you just need to adjust the angle. Maybe you just need to make an adjustment to the angle and see things from a different perspective, because the tilt in a rearview mirror is there so that you can see it from different perspectives. You can see what's behind you from different perspectives. Yeah, they left you. Yes, it hurt, but they're no longer there, so they can't hurt you anymore. Look at it from a different perspective. Maybe you just need to adjust the angle. If we were only supposed to see what's behind us from only one perspective, it wouldn't tilt that way. If we were only supposed to see what's behind us from one perspective, the rearview mirror would not tilt. The reason it's tilt is so we can see it from a different perspective. Sometimes you have to adjust the angle. So sometimes you have to reach up and adjust the angle. This is why when you were learning to drive, they taught us to check our mirrors, because you might need to get a different perspective of what's behind you. If you have ever shared a car with somebody, like maybe your child or your spouse or whoever, if you have ever gotten in the car and a driver's wheel, if you've ever gotten behind the wheel of a car that someone else was driving before you, you know what I'm talking about. If they were taller, then they had a different perspective. If they were shorter than you, then they had a different perspective. So you had to adjust the angle. Yeah. Just because your parents went through it and it comes up to you, I'm going to adjust the angle. I'm not going to see it the same way they did it. That someone else may have gone through it, but I'm going to adjust the angle. Your parents may have gone through the same thing, but you just might need to adjust the angle. And these feelings that we can get is a cycle. It comes and it goes. It's a cycle. These feelings are a cycle. They're a cycle of negativity that comes behind us. Listen, the next time you feel it coming up behind you, this is the perfect time to adjust the angle. Yeah, go ahead and put that in the chat and say, I'm adjusting my angle. I'm adjusting my angle. It hurts you, but I'm adjusting my angle. They talked about you, but I'm adjusting my angle. They walked off and left you, but I'm adjusting my angle. They never would acknowledge you, but I'm adjusting my angle. They told me I was never good enough, but I'm adjusting my angle. I believe there are some people right now who are listening who's adjusting their angle. You're making that adjustment right now. I'm making that adjustment right now. Those feelings of negativity came up, but you're making that adjustment right now. And when those feelings begin to come up, it's the perfect time to adjust the angle. This is when you start saying things like, I didn't make all the right decisions, but I can make my decisions right. I might have to apologize to some people. I might have to own up to some things. I might have to confess to some things. Because when you look into the rearview mirror, you are aware of what's behind you. You might have to become aware that you did some things wrong. You might have to become aware that you didn't make the right choices as a parent. You might have to tell your child, I'm sorry, I didn't make the right choice. I'm sorry, I didn't do it the right way. I may not make all the right decisions, but I can make my decisions right. If we ever hope to view things at a different angle, we have to be ready to adjust the angle. We cannot go through life with some of the poor angles that our parents had and family members had, what your uncle told you how to do it, what your cousin them, what meemaw and them told you how to handle it. We cannot go through life with some of the same bad angles that our friend told us, the angles we saw on social media that never really worked for anybody. We can't go through life with those bad angles or what your culture taught you. If you want to have a better view about what came after you, you must adjust the angle. And guys, what we are talking about is using a rear view mirror approach to things. A rear view mirror approach. It is not at all about, it is not all about the progress we hope to make, but it's also about making sure not to miss those important turns. Yeah, you don't want to miss this turn, baby. Using that rear view mirror can help you not miss your turn. Yeah, I'm not missing this turn. I'm not missing it this time. I'm going to use my rear view mirror because, baby, I'm not missing my turn. I messed up the first 5 times, but this number 6 right here, this is my turn. You may have messed up the first 15 times, but number 16, this is my turn. Yeah, use your rear view mirror because I'm not missing this turn. And what do we do? What do we do when we miss our turn? We use the rear view mirror approach to help us find our turn again. You might have to blow your horn, maybe put on a turn signal, throw an arm out the window, scream or yell, but tell somebody, it's my turn. It's my turn. Put it in chat. It's my turn. And they wonder why you changed up on them. They wonder why you stopped going out so late. They wonder why you start reading different things. They wonder why you began to improve on yourself. It's not that I think I'm better than you. Baby, I've come up to my turn. It's not that I don't think I can't do it anymore. But this is my turn. The only reason some of us have changed and stopped doing some things we were doing, it's not because we're better. It's because we realize this is my turn. It's not that I did not want to go in that direction, but this is my turn. It's not that I could not do that, but this is my turn. It's not that I wouldn't want to do it, but this is my turn. And if anybody says they're willing to go with you, they might as well buckle up because this is my turn. Go ahead and put it in chat. Say it out loud to yourself. This is my turn. I may have missed it the first time, but I'm not missing this. This is my turn. You've waited in traffic of life. You waited in the traffic of worry and concerns, the ups and the downs. You had to avoid potholes and people, and now it's your turn. Half the folks that say they don't like you don't know what you had to avoid just to be you. Let me say that again. Half the people that say they don't like you or don't want nothing to do with you, listen, they don't know what you had to avoid just to be you. You had to avoid being homeless. There's a whole list of things. You had to avoid some things just to be you. But now it's your turn. Have you ever been in the wrong? Have you ever been driving and have you ever been in the wrong lane? Have you ever been driving in the wrong lane and you missed your turn? Allow me to say this to everyone that has ever experienced or is currently experiencing the wrong lane. This is your turn. I know you spent some years and some time in the wrong lane. I know you spent some time around the wrong people and with unhealthy relationships. I know you spent some time making poor choices and unhealthy decisions. I know you've been in the wrong lane. And sometimes you could be in the wrong lane so much, so long. Sometimes you can be in the wrong lane so long that the wrong lane starts to look right to you. Yeah, it does. The wrong lane can start looking good to you. It can start looking right to you. And you will be the only one driving down a one-way street thinking you're going right. And because sometimes when you're in the wrong lane, you think everybody else is wrong also. But you'll be the only one who is driving down a one-way street the wrong way. You may have been in the wrong lane, but now is the time to get in the right lane. Now is the perfect time to correct some things because it's your turn. I know you probably thought this episode was all about looking into the past. I know you probably thought this episode was all about just being okay with where you are and with what life has dealt you. But this episode is about taking the last look. Because each time you look into a rearview mirror, you're taking the last look. Yeah, this is the last look at what disappointed you in life. The last look at what hurt you in life. The last look at what said you couldn't make it. The last look. This episode is all about taking that last look. This is the episode about closure that some of us might need with some things and some people. I know it's been a long time. Listen, this lady was setting speed records in 1905. It wasn't until 1920 until women in the United States had the right to vote. 15 years later. I know it's been a long time, but take a last look. I know a lot of time has passed, but take a last look. I know a lot of things have occurred in between the time, but take a last look. I know a lot of stuff went on in between there, but take a last look. This is about finding closure. This is your last look that some of us might need. The rear view mirrors were originally added to everyday cars so people could avoid getting a speeding ticket. True story. They added rear view mirrors in everyday cars so people could avoid getting speeding tickets. What do you need to get away from? What do you need to go past? What's been chasing you? What thoughts have been chasing you all day long? You're not good enough. You'll never be tall enough. Nobody will ever listen to you. Nobody will ever like you. What thoughts? What has been chasing you? The last look is not about being afraid of what is behind you. It's about being strategic. Because if you ever lose sight of what's coming behind you, it can end up on your blind spot. In order to cover your blind spot, you must take a last look. Closure. Find your closure and take your last look. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Guys, don't forget you can join us right here each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. Or you can stream it on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, in party, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I got to go. Peace.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.